Welcome to the Linux desktop. What you should see before you is half of the screens that we have on the desktop in the lab. This bar up here corresponds to kind of the start menu, and maybe as good a place to start as any with, and probably the most common command to start with is to run a web browser. There's lots of everything in Linux, and there are lots of web browsers, but probably the most common one used is the Firefox web browser. So if I click on this guy, it'll take it some time to start the first time as it sets up its file system. And probably the first thing to do, at least that I would want to do, is to change the home page. So what I use as a home page is the physics web page. And I typically want to start anytime I do that. So now I can click home, and I've got what, at least for me, is the common web page to see. We'll be doing a lot of work here with the advanced physics lab site, these sorts of files. So it'll be helpful to have these things immediately available, and I can grab onto this Sigma, left clicking, and bring it down to this taskbar. And now I have this immediately available. Now if I click on properties, I can edit down this name, make it a little bit more compact. And now I've got the Physics 370 website to use anytime I want. Java is a programming language that used a lot upstairs. We're not going to be using it this semester, so I can get it off and make some room on this taskbar. Here's the St. John's webpage. Lots of people use Outlook, Noodle. It's probably worth reminding you that this is a tabbed browser, so I can have several of these tabs going. There's no reason I can't have lots of instances of Firefox running. All of that sort of good stuff. Okay, so Mozilla web browser, probably the most common thing that you'll end up using. Maybe the next most common thing to use is this terminal. So this terminals are used to enter commands. So this is what you would call a prompt. It tells us that we're about to start a command up. And probably the most common command is a directory listing list, ls. You might notice that lots of these Linux commands are just two characters long. And what it says here is that I've got these sets of files. The fact that these things are in blue says that these things are in fact directories. You're probably more used to a graphical user interface, a GUI file browser. And if I click over here, double click, I've got those same directories listed in a more graphically useful way. So if I want to enter, say, this download directory, I can double click on it, and you can see there's nothing in there. So similarly, if I want to change directories in a command format, I cd change directory to download and hit the enter key, and lo and behold, I've got nothing in it. Now just to have some things to work with, there's a command that allows you to quickly make files. It's called touch. It just makes an empty file. So I can touch junk, and I've got a file in that directory named junk. I can make a couple of more. You can also make directories, mkdir, to make a directory. And I can go into that new directory. Now I could type that all out, but there's what's called command completion, and if I hit a tab, it automatically comes up with the unambiguous name that corresponds to the few letters that I've typed. So of course, there's nothing in this directory either. I might as well make some files here too. And if we do this kind of in a GUI way, these are these files I created. This is this new directory. I've got those guys. I can, of course, do this same sorts of things if I wanted to create a directory. folder. I could do it this way. And of course there it is in blue because it's a directory over there. We can get rid of stuff with the remove command. So I can remove junk, and actually I've got two files called junk, and I want to get rid of both of them. I can use a wildcard, star, and that'll get rid of anything that starts with J-U-N-K. So I've gotten rid of those two guys. To remove directories, it's a little bit of a different thing. I can remove this newer, again I'll hit tab to do command completion, I can get rid of that. If I do an ls now, there's nothing in this directory. Now, one way that Linux is flexible is that there are command options that are immediately available. You don't have to go to some menu to change how things are displayed. So I can display all of the hidden files if I do a. So the minus sign says these are options. So I want to display all files in log format and do it in a fancy way. And what I see is that there's a dot directory and there's a double dot directory. The dot directory refers to the current directory, and double dot refers to up a directory. So I can cd double dot, and now I'm in the download directories, which has these guys in them. Okay, so there are lots of these sorts of commands. I guess I should also talk about the copy command. So I can, for example, copy cp just two things. So this will copy everything that is junk, use command completion, into the new directory. So now if I click here to new directory, I've got copies of those things. And I can, of course, move those guys to the trash. Speaking gone. Okay, so terminals are used to enter commands. I claim it's a faster way of doing things, and we'll be doing a whole lot of it. Let's go up back to our main directory, and cd without anything automatically puts us into our main directory. And one of the things we're going to have useful is to have a directory to put all of our work from 370. So I can make a directory that's called 370, and I can cd into that directory, and of course there's nothing there. This is the download directory, this is our directory, and now I've got this new directory, empty directory, called 370. Okay, so terminal used to enter commands, web browser, Firefox. This is a compilation of commands that are useful by discipline. So if we look at the physics one, we see numeric is the one we'll be making the most use of. It's a spreadsheet. Again, there's lots of everything in Linux. There are lots of spreadsheets. Numeric is the one that I suggest using. Aladdin and XFM are programs that we're going to be using when we're out at the observatory. Mathematica is something more like you would use in your normal sorts of classes. If you actually wanted to write a paper or do kind of typical Microsoft sort of stuff, OpenOffice is probably where you'd go. So you'd probably mostly be using OpenOffice Writer if you wanted to actually do stuff. We'll be creating files all the time that have various commands in them, and I don't know, there are two pretty common ways of doing it, gedit, kwrite, all these work pretty reasonably. My personal favorite is kwrite, so I like to have that immediately available, so I'm going to left click on it and move it up to the taskbar so I can get it anytime I want. I don't know, now's maybe a good a time as any to talk about how you would log out. So you can see if I click on there, that would log me out of the system if you're getting tired of it. Application list is kind of like the start menu. There are zillions of applications here. we're not going to begin to talk about how you would use any or all of these. We have kind of the main ones that are available to us now: a text editor, Firefox, terminal to move ourselves around. There's a couple of other things that I think are important to get right off the bat. This is the usual sort of setup for Windows, that is to say, if you want to have this object be collecting your keystrokes, then you have to click on it to make it active. If I want this one to be active, I have to click on it. Probably a more common preference, look and feel Windows, is to have selection occur automatically just by moving the mouse. So now I can move immediately between those. If I want to raise, so this terminal is active, if I type something to it like ls, it happened. If I want to raise it up, I can click on it. Okay, the other thing I wanted to show you had to do with different workspaces. So this is one workspace. If I click over here, I've got another workspace, and say here I could have this file browser up, and here's a third workspace. Maybe I'll have Mozilla up there. Here's a fourth workplace. Maybe I'll get Kwrite there. Incidentally, notice it'll take Kwrite a second or so to start up, just because usually first time through it's not going to happen immediately. How something like Kwrite works: you could put stuff in it, and we can, of course, save it. And let's put it in the 370 directory, and maybe I'll call it myfile.txt. You can use any character you want for a file name, including lots of different periods. There are reasonably good reasons not to ever use space if you can avoid it. So very often we use an underscore as opposed to a space. So now I've got this file, and I could do stuff with it if I wanted to. So of course it's not in this directory, but if I change to 370, there is this directory, and I can type that directory to the screen by catting it. It's a funny name. So I just hit my, and then I hit tab to do command completion, and there's that file being typed to the screen. Okay, so I think that's probably a good introduction to the... maybe one other thing is worth pursuing, and that has to do with thumb drives. Often you'll want to transfer files with your thumb drive. Just stick it in as usual. And we'll see in a second. We've got this thing here that shows that it's present, and we've got a file browser that's up being used. And we can safely remove it. The name for that is basically unmount. You might notice that the stuff ends up in the directory that's called media. Okay, so that's the introduction to Linux. I can log out and do the next thing. Thanks.